Disc 4.
She beckoned me with her hand, and when I neared her, she took me by the arms and spun me around.
"Look at this girl," she said to the woman across the alley. "Does she look like a little sister to Yukio? If our Yukio was as pretty as this one, we'd be the busiest house in town. You're a liar is what you are."
And with this, she gave me a little shove back out into the alley. I'll admit I was frightened, but I was more determined than frightened, and I'd already come this far. I certainly wasn't going to leave just because this woman didn't believe me. So I turned myself around and gave her a bow, and said to her,
"I apologize if I seem to be a liar, ma'am, but I'm not. Yukio is my sister. If you'd be kind enough to tell her Chiyo is here, she'll pay you what you want."
This must have been the right thing to say, because at last she turned to the younger woman across the alley.
"You go up for me. You're not busy tonight. Besides, my neck is bothering me. I'll stay here and keep an eye on this girl."
The younger woman stood up from her stool and walked across into the Tatsuyu. I heard her climbing the stairs inside. Finally, she came back down and said,
"Yukio has a customer. When he's done, someone will tell her to come down."
The old woman sent me into the shadows on the far side of the door to squat where I couldn't be seen. I don't know how much time passed, but I grew more and more worried that someone in the Okia might discover me gone. I had an excuse for leaving, though Mother would be angry with me just the same, but I didn't have an excuse for staying away. Finally, a man came out, picking at his teeth with a toothpick. The old woman stood to bow and thanked him for coming. And then I heard the most pleasing sound I'd heard since coming to Kyoto.
"You wanted me, ma'am?"
It was Satsu's voice. I sprang to my feet and rushed to where she stood in the doorway. Her skin looked pale, almost gray, though perhaps it was only because she wore a kimono of garish yellows and reds, and her mouth was painted with a bright lipstick like the kind Mother wore. She was just tying her sash in the front, like the women I'd seen on my way there. I felt such relief at seeing her and such excitement I could hardly keep from rushing into her arms, and Satsu too let out a cry and covered her hand with her mouth.
"The mistress will be angry with me," the old woman said.
"I'll come right back,"
Satsu told her, and disappeared inside the Tatsuyu again. A moment or so later, she was back and dropped several coins into the woman's hand, who told her to take me into the spare room on the first floor.